Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. Bloody good to have you with us. Chris is here.
Hello.
Sarah's here as well.
I am.
Already giggling.
I am.
With those fine earrings of yours.
Oh, thanks.
Not at all. Now then, let us begin by saying this. A moment of public embarrassment is a fate worse than death for many, especially if you live on the island of Britain. Whether it involves bad luck or a bad decision leading to an act where we've perhaps disgraced ourselves, these moments can leave us scarred at worst or with a funny anecdote told through gritted teeth with a wince at best. Now then, have you ever embarrassed yourself in public?
I've literally done this
yes.
more times than I can even begin to count.
Let me get comfy.
you're quite accident prone, I think, Sarah.
I'm accident prone. I have been known to have one gin too many.
Gin.
I'm not that...
that's a professional talking.
Yeah, no, I just so regularly embarrass myself.
Yeah.
And very often in public.
Do regale us with some of these stories, Sarah.
Well, I would say definitely public. On a number of occasions, I have vomited in the street because I've been hungover.
What is that? But like, the funny thing is, Sarah, I don't know. Look, all right. One inevitably has to sort of slightly stereotype when talking about these general sort of things. But meeting you, you don't strike me as the type of person who would have vomited more than once
in
the street.
That's my power.
Do you know what I mean, Chris? Yeah. Sarah, she's quite small. She's very delightful.
Yeah.
And
well put together, very thoughtful.
Exactly.
Very conscientious. But no, she's a projectile vomiter.
Honestly.
But yeah, she's you know, hell-bent on trying to ruin the streets of Great Britain.
Like, the most recent one was...
The old pavement pizza.
A couple of years ago. It was a friend's hen do. And the next morning...
I bet you're front and centre on a hen do.
I mean, I already had a bad hangover, but I was like, I thought it was ebbing away. You know, you're like, no, I've ridden out the worst part.
Yeah.
And so I went round to my boyfriend's family's house for Sunday lunch. And I ate Sunday lunch. That was actually great. I was like, yeah, no, this is really, really helping. And after that, we were like, oh, let's go for a walk down at the beach. So off we go.
Back in Wales, did you say?
Yeah, back in Wales. And I'm not great in cars at the best of times. It's only about a 15, 20 minute drive. It's not far. And as time's going on, I'm sort of going, oh, this isn't good. Oh, you know, you're trying to do the breathing.
There's
your nose,
a bit of movement.
Out through the mouth. And
close
we were
eyes,
honestly about 2 minutes from the beach.
Oh no.
And I was like, no, I'm going to be sick. It's happening. And they were, we can't stop here. There's a car behind. And I was like, just go without me. And I just got out of the car and just had to be sick in a bush.
Did they go without you? Classic.
They had to go. They had to go.
Sick
it was
in
awful.
A bush.
I was just like, how am I a grown woman and I'm still doing this? we're not talking like a student. This was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but that, and also though, it's not like, you know, you've got caught up in it on the way home. You thought, oh my goodness, I've drunk too much. It's the next day.
It was practically 24 hours later by that point. And it was just, I'd ridden it out.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the fact that you'd had your dinner and you'd gone, I'm doing better now.
Fine.
I'm through it.
Yeah.
Not
I honestly
all.
Believed.
And you threw up.
I'm riding this wave, baby. Oh
that
no.
Was a different kind of wave.
There's a shark. I once had, it's not, I know when you throw up, so you said you threw up in a bush and there's cars behind you.
Literally, like, we're in like a country lane.
Yeah.
Like a single track country lane.
Probably quite picturesque. People going for
lovely,
a nice Sunday stroll.
Like, we're like almost at the beach.
Yeah, families
cliffs.
Out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And
Mommy, what's that girl doing?
And you, with your binge drinking attitude, ruined everything for everybody.
But you probably got away with that because it wasn't, you know, in the night or in the morning. It's in the afternoon. They probably think, oh, poor person.
Oh, she's got an upset tummy.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you got away with it?
what the being sick, or did I get away with the hangover?
Well, no, being sick and people seeing you, did you feel shame?
Yes, very much so. Yes, very, very much so.
You know what, I had a bout of food poisoning, which came on, I must have eaten something the night before, went to sleep, went to work, and I sat at my desk, and it was about lunchtime, I was going over to the canteen, and I was like, hang on, something's not quite right here. And something hadn't been right for probably about half an hour. I said, but you know it now. Having had food poisoning a few times as you travel a bit and so on. And you sort of go, oh no. Oh, it's coming. It's in the post. So I said to my boss, I was like, I've got to go home. And I got on the train. And I thought, it's only about 18-minute train journey.
I can do this.
I'll be okay.
I can do it.
Yeah. And I realised about two or three stops away, I'm struggling here. But the toilet was there, so that was okay. But the toilet door was locked.
No.
Inconveniently.
Taunting you.
Indeed it was. So I was thinking, okay, I have to hold on until my stop. Because especially with food poisoning, once you go, then the clock is ticking and you have to get to bed.
Can't break the seal.
Exactly. So I managed to get to, it was Wandsworth Town train station in South London, or South West London, if
very
you like.
Very picturesque station.
Were there families around?
Very similar to the beach.
Incredibly similar to the beaches of Wales.
The beach of London.
And I got to the station and I was like, oh, thank goodness, you know, on terra firma. And I thought, right, the train has to, I've got to wait for the train to go.
Wow.
And I was like, this is happening now. So I went to one end of the platform.
You do a monologue with all the time with these things, don't you? You're coaching yourself.
Always a broadcaster, mate. You can't, no illness will not.
Marcus on the platform. Ladies and gentlemen.
Till death do us part, Christopher, with this profession. Will you start the vomiting, please? So I got to the end of the platform and there was an ounce of shrubbery. And I thought, and so I started to throw up just as the train went. But Wandsworth Town, if anybody doesn't know, I'm sure people won't, it's quite a big station. And I threw up and I was like, oh, Gordon Bennett. And then I thought, oh no, who is behind me, kind of thing? Because there's probably about four or five platforms. Oh. Turn around, not a single soul. Nobody was there. Got away
the
with it.
The Lord was smiling upon you that day. Well,
relatively.
Vomiting. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I went home and lost about half a stone in a day. So I just about got away with it. Oh. But I know what you mean. That kind of, what would it be? The indignity? Of just, even if it's not, for me it was an illness. It just the thought of turning around and having to know that people
someone
I don't know saw that.
Spewing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would almost wanted to go up to them and go, by the way, it's an illness. I've not been on the piss. Or something.
Yeah, you know. I'm not Sarah.
Thing. Is that like, you know, I deserved it, whereas you did not.
Yeah, I'm not boozy Sarah.
No.
I had a bad one on a flight like that, which is worse.
Oh, no.
Because you're stuck in the cabin, aren't you?
Being sick on an aeroplane is the worst.
It was from Bangkok as well, so it was a long haul flight.
Yeah.
And they basically, long story short, no graphic details, but they gave me my own bathroom then. They were like, we don't want anyone else to use that.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I think they have to, yeah.
Yeah, and then they'd cleared a few people from the seats, so they gave me a whole sort of bank of three to lay down. They had to check on me every 20 minutes. It was so bad. But you're so out of control. You can't control anything, can you? Mm. But it's just that thing of like, you always want to look nice on a flight, don't you? And there's me looking like some sort of smackhead.
Or you definitely just don't want to have like vomit down your front.
It was horrendous.
I love it. We start talking about a bit embarrassing ourselves.
I know.
Bodily fluids.
Going to vomit.
Immediately.
But it's completely out of your control. As with sometimes you try, I would definitely try and avoid situations where I'm publicly embarrassed.
Mm. Yeah.
But you can't avoid that.
No.
It's just the way it is.
There are some things where it's just like your body takes over and it's like, sorry.
Yeah.
You're going to be shamed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changing track slightly.
Please do.
Yeah.
Away from the best.
Because you know, you start on bodily fluids, and goodness knows where that goes, Chris. There was a classic one. I think it was more back in the day. A woman who's got a skirt tucked into her knickers, or
so. I once did that. I did work experience in a. It was like part of my. I did a master's in journalism, and I did work experience in the newsroom of a national newspaper.
Oh yeah,
and the toilets were on the other side of the office from where I was sitting.
Yep.
Walked the whole way back to my seat from the toilets with my dress tucked into my knickers.
And toilet roll stuck to your bottom of your shoes?
Thankfully no, but okay. I'm sure I managed that on a different day.
Yeah.
Knowing me.
I once saw a lady who had, you know, tucked her skirt in accidentally, and I went to say something and I just thought, I don't know, do you think I'm a weirdo and a pervert? And I didn't say anything.
I think that's where it. Like you want another woman to say it.
Yes,
but I've had a woman stop being.
I would say it now.
I mean, he's still staring at it whilst you're telling her. That
yeah,
is
yeah.
So
that
much.
Point.
Oh no, I think a bloke should say.
Yeah, I think as long as you're doing tactful. It in a friendly way.
All right, love. Couldn't help but notice. I'd have noticed anyway. Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that. That's how not to do it. For crying out ruddy loud. Indeed. Yeah. I once urinated myself in front of a classroom.
Oh, Marcus.
This wasn't recent. This was years ago. I was about 5 years old.
Oh, what was it? We just lost control.
For some reason, I thought I can't possibly ask to go to the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was five.
Are you poor thing?
Not a stupid thing.
Well, yeah, no.
You know.
I did a stupid one.
Yeah.
If you want to hear that.
But it's so much more, people are much more forgiving when you're five.
Yeah.
None of my classmates ever really mentioned that.
Whereas when you're like 25 or whatever it was. You're still vomiting in a bush.
In the sixth form, that may have been mentioned more than once years later, certainly.
Oh, wait, I was doing the classic stupid thing. Mm-hmm. I was looking at my phone and walking along. I was actually like rushing. I think I was trying to get to a train.
You walked into a post.
And I didn't even walk into a post. There were these kind of...
grip bin went over it?
Concrete slab things. Like I assume it was like to stop cars going down something.
Is it a pavement?
It was sort of...
a concrete slab to stop cars.
It was about
cars.
As high as my knees. Oh, and okay. I just walked straight crack into it.
Did you go over it?
Fell straight sort of on top of it.
Oh, no,
and you know, you're just like, everyone has seen me.
Is that the first thing you do? You don't check yourself for injury. You check, was anyone seen this?
Yeah. Everyone would have seen it. I think it was on the embankment in London. Yeah. It was, you know, really public.
I've gone viral.
I'm an idiot. It was my own fault.
I got a feeling that all these kind of classic examples, you've done them all.
Yeah.
Probably. Hey, have you got any other, what are the other classics? Like
embarrassing yourself on a date, but we did that on the first
one. We've done that. Listen, if you haven't listened to it, listen back to that episode.
It is a classic.
There are some sort of quite niche ones that you see, you know, clips doing the rounds on sort of YouTube or whatever.
Mm.
And there was a glorious one a few years ago where somebody was filming in a McDonald's in a town or city in England. And there was a bit of a scrap. There was this guy was mouthing off. Do you know the one I mean? There's a guy, he was mouthing. This guy, from the footage that we had to go on, this guy was being a bit of a silly sausage. And he was mouthing off and he was threatening everybody, although he didn't look that hard. And he was going, and people were just like, oh, shut up. And then he picked up a stool to chuck it like through the window at these people outside.
Very clever.
And as he did that, obviously the floor had just been cleaned and he just slipped and went arse over tit and these said, you fucking knobhead.
Yeah, that is absolutely deserved. Fine. I think there's
so satisfying.
There's like a human, we all have this innate sense of when someone drops something or falls over,
smash of a glass in a restaurant or something.
Everyone, why is it?
It's very strange behaviour.
Yeah, we love it a bit, don't we?
From where we were.
It reminds me, there's something compelling about watching those videos, isn't it? Did you see the one that went viral this week about there's a big fight in a kebab shop in Portsmouth? And it's massive. And the guy just sits there completely ignoring absolutely everything and just carrying on.
It's working away.
Well, if you've bought your doner,
don't
let it go to waste. Don't let it go cold.
Certainly not.
I find it quite compelling to watch those videos, even though I'm slightly disgusted by them. But I'm like, I just need to see what happens.
It's an insight into a sort of a different sort of realm sometimes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
not at all. This happened at a party, and a friend of mine and I were at this thing, and we were chatting away. It was people we knew, people we didn't know, and it was a group of us chatting away, and he'd sort of. I think he dropped a couple of jokes and he was feeling all quite grand about himself. And he was on a good roll.
Mm.
And this girl's there and he's chatting to her. And she said, I can't remember what she said. Maybe she says like she spoke Spanish. Or like, I don't know. And he said, oh, right. She said, oh yeah, my mum was Colombian. And he went, oh, what, she's not anymore. And she went, no, she's died. And he recoiled, and to be fair to her, she realised he wasn't being an idiot. He was just going with the flow and trying to be a bit all funny, and then just went, I'm sorry. She went, oh, no, don't worry. And she was really sound. I just went, don't worry. And she brushed over it for him. Good. And everybody moved
he
on.
He will never have forgotten that either.
It's that bad. What the listeners wouldn't have seen is me and Sarah both recoiling.
We were physically
horror.
Cringing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad, that.
Oh, my goodness.
But poor soul, you know. Yeah. It's just slight misjudgment.
I've got a friend of ours. You know who he is. He it's maybe not a public one, but it's an embarrassing story that I like to share of his. And he was
completely without his consent.
He was dating this girl. He really liked her, and then she took him on a date. I think it was down the Thames on a nice sort of restaurant boat. She'd really thought, I'm going to impress this guy, and then he's going, I need to impress her for the next day too. He hadn't really thought it through very much, but he just saw. In I think it was Time Out or something about doing a hot tub cinema.
Second date?
Yeah, second date.
That is a bold move.
Didn't warn her too much in advance. And, you know, my understanding of women is if you're going to get in your bathing costume, you want a bit of warning.
You just want to know it's coming, yeah, you know?
Exactly. You want
to... If you're the kind of person
who
wants to
you want to de-hair what you need to de-hair and do all that stuff. Yeah.
And men as well. Like
anyway, he just said they went along and it was very awkward to start with, and then they shared the hot tub with another couple. He leans over to hit the jets and the guy just pauses and stops and says, that doesn't happen until after the film. So he sat in a weird lukewarm bath with this weird couple on the second day with this girl.
Hang on, so the guy just went, that doesn't happen until after the film. So they're swingers, obviously.
We get on to this.
My
goodness.
So he carries on, and then he watches this film, says it's just really awkward, you know, carries
what
on
film
through.
Was it?
I wish I
hot
could remember.
Hot tub time machine. Come on.
Like I do.
And then basically at the end of the film, the lights go down, the party lights go up, and blokes in hot pants run through and squirt loads of foam in, bang the button, and he says all he can then feel is these feet kicking against him whilst this other couple are going for it in the hot tub. And he just looks at this girl, he's like, I am so, so, so sorry. But bless her. Credit to her. She did stand up and just said, screw it. And just started dancing. She was just like, we'll do this.
Oh, fair play.
That lasted 2 minutes and then he bolted. He was just like, I cannot believe we did that.
What?
Needless to say, they're not together now.
It wasn't the best idea.
Did they get
him,
a third date?
Yeah, they did. They were together for a while after. Oh, okay. I actually had massive respect for the girl after that. I was like, she's, you know, she's...
Didn't let it throw her.
Yeah, she didn't think he's a super weirdo. He's obviously naive, slightly stupid and should have done his research.
So was it a sex party? Or with this couple being, I mean, were they just like breaking the rules?
I don't think he stuck around long enough afterwards. I think he definitely thought, I've misread the vibe of this whole gig.
Bloody Nora.
So, yeah.
Speaking of
bodily fluids.
Hey. I was going to say, speaking of being in water, actually, my boyfriend had one that he told me when we were chatting before I came here. He was away for some like field work when he was doing his degree, did geology. And he was in the sea and he'd had a few beers. And he said he just lost his trunks. And I said, how did this happen? And he said, well, I don't know, I had a few beers. So
the weird thing is, like, knowing your boyfriend, I would sort of go, yeah, I can imagine he's the type of bloke that would just lose his trunks.
Yeah, you can see
if Chris said that,
right?
I would think, hang on, something wrong with the universe.
He's not telling us the whole story.
Yeah, he's
keeping it back.
Like, I do take it at face value. But then, obviously... You had to get out the sea at some point, and it's very cold.
Very cold.
And he'd had to somehow get back to his accommodation, sans shorts.
Was he on his
Nightmare.
Own?
Nightmare.
Well, yeah, but I don't think his friends sort of formed a guard around him.
A guard around,
around him.
So that was fairly publicly humiliating, I think.
Yeah. Well, some of the common embarrassing moments that one can find online is introducing someone and forgetting their name.
Oh,
that's a bad one.
I'm terrible with names. I'm trying to do this whole...
What is your name, by the way?
Exactly. So I'll do this.
Especially you, though. You're training to be a vicar.
I know.
It's
going to
be an old mate.
Yeah.
But you have to do this thing where you say their name two or three times very quickly after, and apparently it beds in. It still doesn't with me.
Well, what you got to do?
I just apologise. I say, like, I'm really bad at this. It's not you. It's totally me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you got to do, if you know the person you are introducing someone to, you just say their name and go, oh, have you met such and such? And then hopefully they then say, hi, I'm such and such.
Yeah, but I know, and I know when people do that with me and they've forgotten names, and I think it's funny to not say anything. Right. So
You're a terrible person.
I know, I'm the worst.
Yeah.
Come to my
cruel.
Church.
I can often remember the link, so I might be like, oh, and... Oh, you know, you want to say like, oh, and this is Chris and I play football with him.
The worst thing is I've got an incredible memory for faces. So I'll recognize someone years ago. And I'm like, oh, we met at this, you know, place and time. And they're like, that's amazing. I remember. Yeah. Can't remember someone's name from yesterday, though.
Ridiculous. He's so good at remembering faces. He doesn't have any mirrors in his house. Exactly. Doesn't need them. Tripping over in public. Sarah, you've covered that.
Yep, classic.
Waving at someone.
Sorry, on the tripping over at public. Do you ever do the try and style it out with a little run straight after?
There's no styling out when I fall.
You were over ankles up.
It's a lost cause.
Well, my friend, one Jim Campbell, of course, of the Football Ramble Parish, he once fell down one of the tube escalators, which is painful.
Yeah.
But he sort of rolled at the end and got up. And a few people were like, oh.
I think you said about this. And
have I said this before?
I think it was the first date. And I was just like, that's not real.
Yeah.
That can't actually happen.
I think it was as the escalator was near the bottom, because if it was kind of at the top, you'd have...
You would break something.
Yeah, he probably would have killed himself. Yeah, but you'd have certainly matched yourself up. Because
it's the edge of those.
Yeah, horrible business. He was probably a bit pissed, so he sort of bounced around a bit. Waving at someone and they don't see you.
Don't wave anymore. I do the smile.
Yeah.
And if they don't smile back, you turn it into the kind of like half smile thing.
What if someone's waving at you and you wave back and then suddenly you go, they're not waving at me, they're waving.
Don't wave back.
You just...
I prefer people to think that I'm horribly rude.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I suppose you've done so many of the others that you've taken.
I've got to save it somewhere, haven't I?
You've got to leave one box unticked.
They're never going to get me with that.
No.
But even with if someone beat the horn and you, just a natural.
Well, reference. No, I probably am like, oi, wanker.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody beeps the horn in London, because who drives? You don't know them. And if they beep the horn, then they're up to nothing.
Yeah, if someone in London is beeping a horn at me,
yeah,
I'm probably going to scream at them, or I'm going
to
run away.
Or they're trying to tell you in the non-correct way that your skirt is tucked into the back
indeed,
of your
tie. Indeed, yes, exactly.
Or you're heading for some paving slabs.
Stop looking at my phone.
That's what that was all about, yeah. There's a classic few there. But some tips to overcome embarrassment.
Oh, please, yes, I need them.
Well, what is it? Appear unaffected or very composed?
I just can't do that.
Which is what my mate Jim did when he rolled down.
Yeah, he styled it out.
Yeah, styling it out is sort of in that same bracket as well. Mm. But if, I don't know, if you sort of vomited all over yourself, just to kind of calmly, just sort of wipe it off and go, don't worry, it's fine. Happens all the time. I'm a functioning alcoholic, don't you know?
I wish I could be that cool
about
it. I'm
actually doing very well.
I apologise a lot with things like that. I say, I'm so sorry, this is so embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed, I can't believe this has happened. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Drawing more attention to yourself.
Everybody,
I'm really sorry.
If you embarrass yourself, because it's not always sort of physical stuff, as we say, like, as in if you say something or you, then hold your hands up and take your medicine.
Yeah,
I think, you know what, I do think that's the best way. Like your mate, you just kind of go, well, I really screwed up there, didn't I? This is embarrassing. And then everyone will just go, oh yeah, silly. Mm. Yeah. And you move on.
I think you've got to sometimes, haven't you?
Yes.
If you try and double down,
you'll just look like a bit of an ass.
Of destruction.
You'll just look like an ass.
Or own the situation. So something, you know, some people often kind of like celebrate or put their arms up and go, ta-da, or something like that, you know.
I should do that next time I'm sick.
You can upgrade it.
Again, another food poisoning story with me. I was in...
You need to wash your hands better.
Oh, this was years... No, it's more what I'm putting in my mouth.
We won't go there.
Food poisoning? How do you get food in your body?
By my
snorting
mouth.
It? Yeah, exactly. I was in Spain, and it was a lot of universities and colleges around the country, their sports teams, after the football team, went over there and had a little tournament and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there was these dodgy hot dogs they were selling.
Oh, no.
But the thing is...
You could practically see the E. coli on them.
I know, but the thing is...
Crawling.
Well, I bit into it and it was lukewarm.
Oh.
But it was more like a frankfurtery type affair. And I said to everybody, but everyone else had been eating them. And I went, oh, was yours like this? And they were like, oh, yeah, it's fine. But of course, everyone else had been drinking. See, I don't drink. Mm. So everyone else had been drinking. I think there was a layer of alcohol that protected them. And so I had it. And then on the bus, on the coach on the way home, or the way back to the hotel, I was just like, someone give me a bag now. And I threw up. And I tried to sort of style it. I threw up and everyone looked at me and I just went, well, you lot make me sick. That wasn't bad, to be
that
fair.
That is good. Is good.
It's
I
not
like
too
that.
Shabby. It's not too shabby. Well, there was another sort of slightly vile example. Was I was in a toilet once in a pub, my local back home actually in Surrey. And there was quite a lot of people. And this man, he belched very loudly. And after that, it was kind of like everyone sort of looked and he just went, get out.
Yeah, I'm like, fair enough.
I thought, well, clearly he's not embarrassed in the slightest.
I think, especially if it's something where, like, you're not offending anyone, you haven't hurt anyone, everyone is actually fine, to style it out a bit is actually probably quite good. I just don't think I think fast enough. I'm too busy going, oh, the shame.
Yeah. Did you see that thing recently on the BBC, Hugh Grant looking at his life? He sort of slightly styled out that whole business in LA.
Yes. You know what? It's so long ago. I mean, surely he's formed a good line.
Did he do it well?
I think he sort of humbly took his medicine. It was a bit like, well, of course, you know. Oh, well. I broke the law.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Like, admit you did it, but also then just be, you know, you can move on quite quickly, can't you?
You can move on very, very quickly. Any more for any more?
We've actually had a few sent in by email, social media, every possible platform you could want. Simon Elliott, I hope he doesn't mind me using his name.
Oh, Simon. Yeah.
Oh, Simon says, didn't realise what I did there, Simon.
Strong now.
She's incredibly proud of herself.
I'm very tired. Yeah. I can't ever do it on purpose. Simon says, I have done so more times than I could mention. Embarrassing himself.
Well, it's 160 characters. I'd imagine that's true.
Indeed. Probably the worst was punching an old woman in the face whilst doing street evangelism in Brixton when I was 18.
Presumably, he didn't mean to punch her in the face.
There's no more detail. Yeah. Simon,
was that your tactic, Simon? I don't think it works.
Like, I know they call it Bible bashing, but like, come on.
Well, who knows? Was he a Christian or was it not with those acts? My goodness.
Simon.
That is, I mean, yeah, clearly it's an accidental punching in the face. He went to hand or something.
But it would be quite, that would be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. Or did he do it in anger and then as she hit the deck, he realised what he'd done and then the embarrassment.
And only then was he disgraced.
I reckon that's what Simon did.
Could be.
Yeah. Thanks, you know, Simon. What he's like.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah.
Any more?
We had one from Joel who says that he was boarding a train, only he misstepped, ended up halfway between the train and the platform, trapped by his bag, and had to be lifted out.
There's no dignity left there. You just being lifted out. Oh,
almost, you know, like you're in one of those like grabby arcade games,
being lifted out by your armpits.
Yeah.
I remember people talking about like back in the day, the classic. If a bouncer was removing someone from a club or a bar, they like hoist them up. Because the bouncer's normally quite big guys, obviously.
Yeah.
And if someone's a bit smaller than them, pick them up by the armpits. And take them out because they can't.
You can't
sort
do
of on
anything.
Tiptoes. It's like it's just so.
You can't like a giant drunk baby. Just exactly. No.
That is embarrassing if that happens to you. Have you been kicked out of a club before, Sarah?
Yes.
Go on.
How much time have we got?
Well, it's a podcast, so we've got as much time as we want, of course. But
it happened quite a few times when I was in university. Aggie or anything.
No, this is it, though. You're not Aggie.
I'm not an Aggie person.
You're not aggressive at all.
But just, you know, like, especially in like student nightclubs, I think they can tell when someone's had enough. And it's kind of, you know, you go outside for some fresh air and they're like, no, I think you've had enough. And you have to...
You were unbelievable.
Did you ever get banned from a club?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Not although I did
refused entry a bit.
Lose... No, I don't think I was ever refused to go in, but I wasn't allowed back in if
you
I...
You refused to stay in.
Yes. I did once lose a handbag.
You do lose things when you drive.
I lost so many handbags. I lost phones. You know, actually, most of my student life was probably publicly embarrassing myself.
Yeah. Well, there we are. We'll finish on that note, shall we?
Was that cathartic for you, sir?
Was it that? Or was it opening up old shame?
Old shame. The Sarah Harris story.
Bye now.
We are. Well, thank you very much for listening to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers. Of course, we are on Soch. At AQQA Pod, Twitter and Instagram. get involved there. Tell every single person you know about this podcast. Because the
literally
more the merrier. Why would we keep this from others?
Don't hide it away.
It's no. Selfish.
Don't hide it under a bushel.
It's very selfish indeed. Tweet about us, Facebook, Bebo, whatever the hell you've got. Do it all.
LinkedIn. Write a nice review. We like to read your words.
Write messages in bottles if you have to.
Yeah. Send
graffiti.
Us a post.
Oh, graffiti would be
yeah. Yeah, nice.
Although we might get blamed for that.
Oh, wait, yeah, no. Nothing illegal.
No.
Nothing illegal.
Is graffiti illegal? Well, we'll let the listeners worry about
it. Do it in Bristol.
Yeah, there we are.
We've got loads of graffiti.
Yeah, we want to be big in Bristol. There we are. All right, lovely old job. Thank you very much, Chris.
Lovely meet.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners. We'll see you next week.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.